Two people are dead after their plane crashed today along Interstate 93 in Hooksett. NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown was on the scene earlier today, and he joins me now with an update. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Brady.
The plane crashed around 1 o'clock. What do we know about what happened?
Well, we know that the plane was flying south, and it clipped a tall street lamp and then crashed down into the northbound lane of I-93. The male occupant was ejected into the center median, and the female remained inside. But as you said, both have been confirmed dead.
And we're getting a few details now about those people on board the plane, as well as the history of the plane itself. What have we learned?
The two killed were Doris and Herman Hassinger. Both are 83 years old, and the plane is registered in Block Island, Rhode Island. And it appears that it has a long history of mechanical problems. Herman Hassinger had to make an emergency crash landing in 2010 in Nashua after the landing gear failed to deploy. And a woman interviewed with WMUR-TV said today that she saw the plane descending very quickly, so it could be that the plane was having another mechanical problem today.
And that's what state and federal investigators are going to be looking into going forward, right?
That's right. There are lots of questions left to be answered. The plane was said to have been heading from Nashua to Laconia, but from how it crashed, it was clear that it was headed south when it actually hit the ground. So the question that has to be answered is whether or not the pilot had brought the plane around and was attempting to make some sort of emergency landing on either I-93 or 293. None of this has been confirmed, but we know that that is a technique that pilots are instructed to use if they need to make an emergency touchdown.
All right, Sam, thanks.
No problem, Brady.
That's NHPR Sam Evans-Brown on the small plane that crashed today near I-93 in Hooksett.